This week on Potlatch, teaching native languages to natives.
Potlatch, a program about Alaska Natives for Alaska Natives.
My name is Joe Coolidge, and I work for the Kuskokwim Community College here in Bethel. And under the Eskimo Lines Workshop, I teach the Yupik Literacy, in which I am the instructor. And the other course I'm teaching here is Spoken Yupik, which is designed for the non-speakers. In the literacy course under the Kuskokwim Community College, I teach the Yupiks how to read and write their own language. In learning their language, they would have to learn the symbols to their sounds. Like for a Q is way back in the throat, and the sound of the Q is ka. Okay, for the Gusak, or the non-speakers, they will have to learn all the sounds of the Yupiks. And in the spoken Yupik, we do not include the writing system to the Gusaks, but they learn all the possible sounds in the classroom, in which I demonstrate them with active words or some objects on the table. And in high school, I was teaching two courses, one which was the Yupik writing. In the Yupik writing, the high school students who are speakers of the Yupik language have to learn the writing system and read their own language, which is similar to the Kuskokwim Community College literacy. And in the translating course, the high school students will have to learn the translating techniques into bilingual languages, which is into Gusak and into Yupik. Under the Eskimo Language Workshop, I proofread a lot of the Eskimo or the Yupik literacy, which were done by various workers here at the Eskimo Lines Workshop. Some of the works I do are translating some of the English stories into Yupik, and then I write some of the traditional stories onto the paper and then translate them into English. The only problem I would see with the non-natives or the non-speakers would be they would have to learn all the sounds including the back velar sounds, which are back in the throat. Guttural sounds are as simplified into throat sounds. And then some of the problems would lie on learning the terms or the vocabulary. And those are the two major problems I would have with the non-speakers. One of the interesting things I find at the high school is I'm teaching the different dialects. I'm using my own language to teach them the writing system. My own dialect, I would teach them the writing sounds or the writing symbols for the sounds. And then after they learn the sounds with the symbols, then they will begin to write in their own dialects, like the chief actors would write in their own dialects after they learn the symbols for the sounds.
Yeah.
Not Eskimos, but members of the Nootka tribe of Vancouver Island, British Columbia. Obviously, they can speak their own language. Joe Coolidge was asked if he would recommend that other Alaska natives should also learn their language.
I would recommend it highly to every language here in Alaska because some of the languages are disappearing and some of the cultural heritages are disappearing with the language. If the language disappears, then the customs of the natives would disappear with them. If they learned their own language and with their writing symbols, they would discover a lot of the words had been disappeared, would come back to them. The children that are in the bilingual schools are learning more rapidly, I thought, and according to the results I heard from Irene Reed and Jim McDermott, the results are in favor of the bilingual schools in the villages, and the kids are learning faster in both of the languages. One of the tests I saw here in Bethel was they took an examination of two languages. One language was taken. One examination was taken under the state-operated schools, and then one test was under the two languages, the English and the Yupik. And when they started out, both of the languages in that field, in the bilingual field, was low, but the English-speaking children who were taking non-bilingual programs were high. Their English were high. But at the end of the year, I heard that the examiners, they couldn't tell the difference how much they both have learned. We are learning more about our customs and more about our cultures in the bilingual programs. In the bilingual programs, we learn the Yupik customs and also the Westerners' culture.
That's that.
Thanks to KIFW in Sitka, Alaska, for bringing you Potlatch. The record you just heard was Six Eskimo Songs from Barrow, Alaska.
My name is John Andrew. Eskimo name is Chickpik. I'm a production assistant. I do things like illustrating, printing books, and I'm a Yupik from Alaska, the Bethel area. Right now I'm mainly doing illustrations of stories, and I'm printing some books for the school at St. Mary's. I notice a lot of people, they're starting to lose their culture, and they're kind of hard on talking their language sometimes, because they're so used to speaking English.
Have native music which you would like to share with us on Potlatch, please send it to us, a tape of it. And also we'll need what we call a clearance for broadcast purposes, that is simply the permission of the person who wrote the music and the person who performed it, this for legal reasons. The previous selection, another one from the Nootka tribe of Vancouver Island, British Columbia.
My name is Nicholas David, and I print materials for children. Mostly it's in Yupik, and some are in English. It's mainly for grades 1, 2, and 3. Children can learn how to read and write our own language in this new system.
Were the Eskimos of Hudson Bay. And the selection, Johnny Bull. Next, we hear an interview that Ann Nicolai conducted with an instructor in the Alaska Native Language Program, Steve Jacobson. The first question she asked him was how he got to learn Yupik. Steve Jacobson replied,
"Oh, curiosity. I'd been a VISTA volunteer in Marshall, which is a Yupik-speaking village on the Yukon. And ever since I was there, I wanted to learn the language. So when I found myself in Fairbanks and saw that there's a course in Yupik, I enrolled in it."
What language do you usually speak at home?
English. Usually. I'm still not a very good speaker of Yupik. It's easiest for us to speak in English. But occasionally we talk in Yupik together.
And do you believe Alaska Natives should learn to speak their native tongue when English is the most common language in Alaska?
Sure, because they're all going to learn English anyway. Everybody in the country learns English. And so it's a choice of either learning only English or learning both English and their own native language. It's not an either-or thing where if they learn Eskimo, they won't learn English.
Should non-natives learn to speak a native language?
Sure, because there's a big group right in the state that speaks Eskimo, but you won't find more than one or two white people in the whole state who can speak any Eskimo at all.
Will the University of Alaska teach more native languages in the future?
I can't really say. I hope so, but there's no plans immediately to teach some of the other Indian languages.
Do you know which languages they'll be teaching?
Next year, Yupik, Inupiaq, and Quechan Athabascan, those three.
Quechan is an Athabascan?
Right, from Fort Yukon, Arctic Village, Vinitai area.
How many native languages does the university teach?
Four. Yupik, Inupiaq, and then every other year, vary back and forth. Quechan and Koyukon Athabascan.
Uh-huh. Recently, the Fairbanks Native Association sued the North Star Bureau for failing to do all it could to teach the native students their languages. Do you foresee a time when all Americans get their formal education in their own language?
Maybe not entirely in their own language, but partly.
And how long would it take?
I can't really say.
How would you evaluate the state's performance in teaching Alaska Natives in their own language?
Well, it's a beginning, but they could do a lot better. There's a lot of Yupik areas, like on the coast and the whole Yukon River, Kuskokwim villages, like my wife's village, Kuishuk, that have no bilingual program at all, but all the little kids, when they come to school, all they speak is Yupik. So that's the state could expand in those areas. But they made a beginning. I think every native language, there's at least some program in it.
And how would you evaluate the efforts of the state?
Well, they're trying. Koyana.
Steve Jacobson of the Alaska Native Language Program. Incidentally, Steve is not an Alaska Native. More music now. Peter Lafarge in the record called I'm an Indian.
I'm an Indian, I'm an Indian. I'm a stranger in your town. All your white men's roads lead upward, all the Indians lead him down. And the dark fields flow around me, the shadows thick as snow. But I've got to keep on singing, for the road knows where I go. For there's got to be somebody, Indian or not, to be singing on the dark road to open up the lock. And you can fill up all your prisons, lock and bar the door. But for every one you lock up, there'll be a thousand more. For the red man and the black man, the yellow, white and brown, we walk this road together, and this road is freedom bound.
Thanks to Folkway Records for the album Peter Lafarge on the Warpath and the record I'm an Indian, and also for the other selections we've heard on this week's Potlatch. This is Jeff Kennedy. Thank you for listening. Potlatch, produced in the studios of KUAC in College in cooperation with KTOO Juneau, KLTZ Kotzebue, and KYUK Bethel, under Title I of the Higher Education Act.